Hello, everybody. It must be a while. You must have missed my amazing voice. And welcome to the Middle Child Syndrome podcast with me, your host.
That's a strange name.
And my father, the silliest Billy I know. Pat Pat.
I should know my name is not actually Billy. But your name, oddly enough, is genuinely Hohi Hohi Ho.
No, my name's Raph.
Hello, Raph. Yes, I don't know why I'm saying hello. I've been with you all day.
Yeah.
Yes, but welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Middle Child Syndrome podcast. We hope you've been well. We would explain our long absence, but we can't for reasons.
Why?
Mysterious reasons.
We've just been very busy.
Yes, we have just been very busy. Mysteriously busy.
No, we've just been really busy.
Mysteriously busy.
We've just been really busy, guys.
Yeah, we have been quite busy. Busy doing this, busy doing that, busy doing all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. I have gone back to school, so at limits every... Yeah.
You have gone back to school, and what a whale of a time you've been having. In that time, you have staged a coup and overthrown the headmaster and made yourself head of the school. You call yourself High Educator, and the children must do your bidding all the time.
That's not true. I have parties every 5 seconds and throw hot dogs.
You throw hot dogs?
Yes.
What do you mean, throw hot dogs? Wait, just the sausage? Or do you throw like an entire hot dog with a bun and mustard and ketchup?
No, I just throw the bun. Because bread's nice.
And you throw it at people?
Yes.
You hurl...
Actually, no, I just pass it to them. Here's some bread.
You give out bread. You're a benevolent ruler who passes out bread to the masses.
What does benevolent mean?
Benevolent means like kind and giving and generous.
And I don't make them do much work.
Excellent. So you're not a tyrannical ruler.
No.
Who makes the students work super hard to create your ultimate device.
No, I give them chocolate as well.
Oh. What are you doing with the teachers?
Sacked them all.
You put them in a big sack, did you say?
No. If they teach, then they will be sacked.
Oh, so they're in the school, but they're not allowed to do any teaching?
Yeah, they just eat chocolate and bread all day.
So everyone's just having a great big chocolatey bread party?
Yeah, basically.
Wow, you're going to have, like, a ginormous school. They're going to be, you know, large. Is that what you're going for?
Yeah.
Sussex's plumpest school. Wow.
Yeah.
What are you going to do if the school inspectors come to the school? How are you going to explain, one, your crown, two, the fact that you're carried everywhere on a giant throne made of chocolate and bread that you can snap bits off of and throw at people?
I'll stuff chocolate and bread into their mouth and say,
"Be on your way."
Yeah.
And how are you going to explain the fact that you've shaved your head teacher's left eyebrow? And the left side of his beard.
Surely I'm the head teacher.
The overthrown former head teacher. You've shaved one half of his body. One half is shiny bald and the other half is hairy. He's not allowed to shave on the right hand side, but the left hand side must be completely clean shaven.
That would be funny.
That would be funny. He would be an unusual looking individual.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, you probably shouldn't do that to a head teacher.
Mm. I think you'd be expelled before you could say stinkworms are really, really smelly.
Are stinkworms quite smelly then?
I don't know.
I've never encountered one in the wild.
Yeah.
I assume so. The name would suggest that they're not, you know, delightful. Not like they're called, like, you know, perfume worms.
Or pudding worms.
Pudding. Now I'm both intrigued and horrified.
Why? Because pudding smells good.
Yeah, but what if someone brought you a big bowl of wriggly worms and were like, "Oh, they're pudding worms, try one." And they were like wriggling around in their bowl and you're like, sticky to pudding.
Maybe like jelly beans, all those beans that you could get where they're different flavours. Like one would be sticky toffee pudding or one would be Victoria sponge.
I mean, it'd be delicious, but... It is also a big bowl of wriggly worms. Just dive in and grab a handful.
Just close your eyes.
But would you feel them wriggling in your mouth?
No, you just bite them and then they taste amazing.
Okay. Right. So the juicy worms would...
Well, if you just got the puddings instead of the pudding worm.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, but, you know, you said pudding worms, and that's where my mind went. Oh. Horrifying, wriggly little blighters.
What if you just... if you killed them first, then they wouldn't be with
you. You can't kill worms, you monster.
People squish worms like 5 seconds.
Oh, well, you shouldn't. Worms are good for the soil.
Yeah, but, like, accidentally.
Ah. Do they? Yeah. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've squished a worm. I used to not like them. I used to be like, ooh, when I was a kid. But now I know that they're actually doing good things.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the things that you've been doing recently, and something that I know you wanted to talk about on this particular episode, is a brand new video game that you've been playing.
Yes.
It's called Barbie's Horse Adventure.
Hey!
No, wait, sorry. It's not called that, is it? It's called something else. What's it called again? Hades. Let me check my... Sylvania Family World Builder. Is that right?
No!
I say I'm checking my notes. There's no notes for this podcast. I was looking at my hand.
Yours.
So tell us about Hades. Is it good?
Yes.
Cool. Thanks for telling us about Hades.
This is nuts. It's amazing. It's fantastic. And it's very, very...
Wait. It's amazing. It's fantastic. Wherever there is danger, it'll be there. Have you accidentally bought a Danger Mouse instead of a video game? So, Hades, yes. Sorry, I want to interrupt again.
Many people have it already, and I can understand why, because it's really flipping good.
Okay. Any more to add?
No, to be honest, I can't really describe it. It's just too good.
So it's an action adventure type game.
It's made by Supergiant Games. You should also make Bastion. And that was very, very good, so I recommend that.
But the thing that's interesting is that it's, you know, there's a lot of Greek mythology in there.
Yeah, like all the gods and stuff like.
Mm. So we're reading a book at the moment called Who Let the Gods Out?
Yeah, it's also got to do with Greek mythology.
Mm. And it's interesting because we're reading through it and a new character will come up and you'll be like, oh, I know about that and such and such person and blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if you've really sort of realised it, but this game that you've been playing... It's also been educating you. It's edutainment.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You've been learning while you've been playing.
No.
Yeah. No.
It was like your plan all along.
Edutainment.
No.
Rafferty appears to have collapsed with shock at the idea of being educated and entertained at the same time. I sort of need you to... Come back to life.
Hello there.
He's back. So yeah, you do seem to have picked up quite a bit about you know, Greek mythology.
Like Hermes and Dionysus and Artemis and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And Zeus and Demeter and Poseidon.
Nice.
Can't remember anymore.
But you know all about these, you know, Greek mythological figures.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. It's really cool. I know stuff, babies.
Well, I'm glad you've enjoyed it. I'm glad you've learned so much. That's tremendous.
I was actually attempting an escape attempt as we are doing this right now.
In the game or
in
your life?
Yeah, in the game.
Were you like tying your sheets together so you could climb out your window?
No.
You'll never bypass the security systems. You've got this place on lockdown.
Why would you have it on lockdown?
I don't know. I've got the city on lockdown. I'm riding around with the top down.
Well,
that's one for the older listeners in the audience. There's a song by a band called Blue, and that's one of the things, don't worry.
Okay, I won't.
Joke falls flat with you, and now I've explained it, so even the people who did enjoy it don't enjoy it anymore, because you've explained the joke. And as we all know, once you explain the joke, you kill the joke. The joke is now dead. I'm sorry.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. R.I.P. in peace.
Rip in peace.
I mean, that sounds like an instruction for a secret message that you've just discovered.
Wait, rip in what?
Rip in peace. Now you've read the message, you must rip in peace. Zzz.
Rest in pieces.
No, you've just said the word rip. Like, here's a secret message. Read it, absorb it, and now destroy it. You must rip it into pieces.
Surely if you rip it, then people could still read it by just going...
You're right. Eat it. Rafferty illustrated eating by slapping his face. Forgetting once again that this is an audio podcast and not a video podcast. Not yet.
You could hear the slap. You could hear the slap.
We could hear the slap. So other than that, what have we been up to? So you mentioned going back to school. We've also been going on lots of, you know, lots of walks in the countryside. We've been all over the place, haven't we? Had lots of sword fights, done lots of interesting things. Rafty's declared himself the Mud King. I don't know if we told you about the Mud King already.
Yeah, we have.
I genuinely can't remember. I won't be able to hear you if you bury your face into the quilt.
Yeah, we've probably told you about the Mud King. It was me. I'm the Mud King. And I'm going to sleep now.
We also very recently, like in the last couple of days, watched a new film that's just come onto Netflix.
Oh, yes. Many of you have probably already watched it.
Yeah, but they might not. Let's tell them about it. If you haven't seen it, even if... Yeah, so it's an animated film.
Even if you're 69.
Or 112.
Not so many listeners would... Not so many people who are 112 listen to a podcast. No,
actually, I don't think we've got any listeners in that kind of age bracket.
I think they're mostly like...
Most of our listeners...
They're probably like 7 to 39.
I think most of our listeners are in the... Well, I think most of them sort of fit... In the 30 to 40 bracket.
Well, there's no children.
Well, I don't think so. Not many, anyway. Not the information that we've got. It could be that people listen with their children.
Oh, yeah, probably. That's probably right.
So the film is called... Wait, I can't remember. I can never remember the name of the family. Mackenzie's? McDonald's? No?
The Mitchells.
Mitchells! That's it. The Mitchells versus the Machines.
Such a good film.
It is. It's a great film. So it's an animated feature about a dysfunctional family who are on a road trip to take their eldest child across the country so she can go to university.
To learn how to do videos.
Yes, she makes film videos. School. Yeah, film school. And as they are travelling across country, there is a robot uprising which seeks to subjugate humanity.
And fire them into a rocket into the distant void of space.
Don't give any... No spoilers. But it is a... It's a wonderful tale.
It's very silly.
It's very silly. It's very funny. Raph and I both laughed out loud quite a few times.
I'm probably going to watch it today.
I mean, if you think... Again. If you judge a film by how many times... A funny film, a comedy film, by how many times it makes you laugh out loud. This one had us... So, Rafferty's sister, his mum, myself and him all watched it. And we were all laughing along.
Yes.
On a number of occasions. There's loads of great bits. But it's also got real heart. It's very... touching. It's a wonderful film about, you know,
no spoilers,
as people sort of grow and change and needing to realize, and you know, oh, it was so good. I can't speak highly of it enough. It's one of the best films I've seen in a long time.
I like the robots a lot. They were very, very silly.
They were very
like
silly.
When something was about to sell them, they were like, oh look. Yeah, it's so silly.
Ah.
Yeah, it was so silly. Yeah.
So we would recommend it to people of all ages, really.
Everybody,
exactly. It's a fun film and it's a feel-good film.
Yes.
Everyone just heard you say bogey, Ref. Yeah. It's a good job it is an audio podcast, otherwise people would have seen you picking your nose for the last 10 minutes.
Not for the last 10 minutes.
You're right, 15. 20? Did you find anything good up there? What was that? You're excavating away.
Let's not talk about this any longer.
No, we probably should steer away from the subject of bogeys.
Yes.
So, yes, we would like to apologise, I think, for being away for so long. We didn't really mean to. It's just we've been relatively busy. Yeah, Raph's been busy doing not nothing. And I think it's probably my fault, really. I've been a bit busy with...
I've been busy. Sort of. Not really. I haven't been busy.
Yeah, I guess it's difficult sometimes because you do longer days now at school, don't you?
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a drag.
Because they were like, yay, I could get to see my friends again. And then she's like, you have to stay for 50 million more hours, so you'll basically never leave. And you feel
that is what your mum and I argued for, that you should stay there full time. But the school wouldn't have you.
But they were like, so, I know we're all happy and stuff, but you have to stay here forever, and you're always tired, and you always feel like you get, like, 5 hours sleep, and then you have to go back to school.
Don't you just stay an extra half an hour?
I mean, it feels bad.
Okay. Your older brother said to me the other day that you don't even do anything in that half an hour. What do you do in that half an hour?
We do learning.
Oh, okay.
What we just extend the subject that we're on.
Okay. So you just continue what you're doing.
I'm not sure why Stan would think that we don't do anything.
Oh, I think he was frustrated because it means he has to wait around for you to finish school and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So, wait, what did you say about only getting 5 hours sleep?
But no, I don't actually get any 5 hours sleep. I was exaggerating.
I was going to say, because we can always bring your lights off time forward.
No.
Because what Rafferty does, what Rafferty's been doing recently, and if anyone from Rafferty School who is in a teachery capacity is listening, you can rest assured.
Mr. Conway listens to
does he? Well, hello, hello, head teacher. Why are you dapping?
I don't know, dear.
Are you? Because you're the new head teacher.
Oh, yeah, baby. Ha, ha.
It's your school now.
Yeah, I feed the children chocolate and bread, baby. Yeah.
Just like a bar of chocolate and a bread roll?
No, I get like
a chocolate chip brioche?
No, I just get a chocolate and a hot dog bun and just like have them.
Oh.
Eat them.
Wow. Well, when they're delivered in such a wonderful way, how could people review it? Have them. Eat them.
That's not what my voice sounds like.
Have them. Eat them.
That's not what my voice sounds like.
No, you're right. That's not what your voice is. Shh, don't scream at the listeners. Their ears.
Sorry. I'm whispering now. Whisper, 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 whisper chocolate.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, so you read every night. So,
yes.
We get you to bed, you and I read.
You were talking about teachers.
Yeah, so if they're listening, Raph reads every single night. He's been working his way through the Harry Potter books. He's been doing that for, I don't know, months now. How long? Like 2 months? 3 months?
I've read a whole book. I've read two whole books now. I've read Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets and Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Oh, yeah.
So that's two whole books, so I don't think that will take me more.
Yeah, maybe you've not been doing it that long. Well, you're more than halfway through the Order of the Phoenix.
Let me see.
Look.
Yeah.
About
yeah.
two-thirds of the way through, would you say?
Yeah, I've almost finished this.
Hmm. So you're doing well, and then what, you're going to move on to the next one? You're going to read 6 and 7 on your toes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because we haven't read those together, have we?
No, we haven't.
No.
I've seen a bit of the Half-Blood Prince, but not all of it, of the film.
Oh, yeah, you stopped watching the films, didn't you, because you felt they were getting a bit...
boring.
Because it was all about relationships.
Yeah, which I don't mind anymore.
You know, oh, you're interested in some relationships. Anyone in mind? You're always saying nothing.
Daddy.
Tight-lipped, huh? No secrets revealed here. Stop booping my nose.
No. I shall never stop booping your nose.
I did wonder what you did in the extended day, so you just carry on with what you're doing, yeah?
Yeah, like, I think the teachers just make whatever we're doing longer.
Ah.
She's a drag.
Drag.
A drag! We have to drag the tables across the classroom, pick them up and smash them against the other tables. Then we make a giant totem of tables and worship the table gods.
School has changed since you've become the headmaster.
And then we do our chants, and then the table gods award us with the table sword that whenever you swing it, it summons a table.
I mean, now I have this idea of you sort of sat atop a throne of bread and chocolate, staring at a giant bonfire of tables as the children like dance around it chanting table, 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 table.
And then I'd slam my bread and chocolate staff and shout, table!
Do you have meter rulers at your school? A ruler that's a meter long?
Yeah, the teacher does, but not us.
Well, I mean, you're the teacher now, Raph.
Oh, yeah.
So do you request someone bring you a meter ruler so you can skewer your bread onto the meter ruler and toast it nicely on the fire?
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
I demand my roll is toasted for me, lackeys.
And then I get a little chocolate, I put it over the fire and slap it on the bread. I got a toasted bread and chocolate sandwich.
I mean, I don't want to second guess you, but I do feel like the choice of hot dog buns and chocolate is a slightly strange combination.
I mean, hot dogs buns are delicious.
They are. I mean, that's true.
I mean, to be honest, I just give them any bread. They say, can I have a baguette, sir? I just summon one with my star.
Wait, so now you have a bread summoning staff?
Yes.
Oh, where did you get the chocolate from?
My chocolate summoning staff.
So you have two staffs?
Yeah, I got them both from one of the most important summonings, where we made a whole, where we lit the whole school on fire.
So you did what now?
And then it summoned them both, and then we rebuilt it, and then some of the walls were just made of bread and chocolate, so the students and the teachers could just go headbutt.
Do they have to headbutt?
Yeah, we gave them all.
What if they headbutt the wrong wall?
Then they get a minor concussion.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as it's only minor.
But we gave them all crash hats.
Okay. How do you keep the birds away?
The birds?
Well, if the birds are
if it's inside, then...
Yeah, but if the walls are made of bread, then the birds are going to be like, ooh, peckity peck peck.
There's no bread walls on the outside, just on the inside.
You keep all the bread walls on the inside. Sensible. Yeah. Sensible. Yeah. How do you keep rodents out?
We coated it in a... We feed the rodents.
What?
we've got little dens for the rodents, and then we put the rodent with the rodent.
You're creating an army of killer cannibal rodents.
Yes.
And how does this solve the problem?
We then get the killer cannibal rodents, we make a giant bonfire, and we chuck some food in, and they all go, yay, and kill themselves.
Oh, well, that was horrifying.
Mmm.
I see.
Yeah. And then we have rat soup.
Rat soup, hey?
Yes!
Oh, I've not had rat soup. What's it like? I've had ratatouille. Is it like that?
No.
Is that because ratatouille is a delightful vegetable stew?
Yeah.
Rat soup, hey?
And, we get the rats and then we feed
them. I thought you were going to say, we've got loads of spring traps, so every time the mice come and try and have a nibble, it's like, boing, wee!
No.
But no, you actually...
We feed the rats, basically.
Okay.
And we put food in the bonfire and they go and kill themselves.
Right, so I'm going to have to go and talk to a psychologist about my bloodthirsty child.
Yeah, and then the bonfire gets really, fiery, and sometimes we sacrifice a child to get the staffs of wisdom, and then the staffs of wisdom are like, we require more children, and then we sacrifice more children, and then the other rats come out and we throw food into the bonfire for those rats to go and kill themselves, and then we get the staff of the staff of bonfire, and so we just burn the whole school.
Okay, right. Well, I didn't expect this podcast to end up here. I don't know where I thought it would go, but I didn't think it would go there.
Mm.
That was probably the last episode of the Middle Child Syndrome podcast.
This isn't going to make it onto the thing. We're not going to be allowed to upload this.
Oh, it'll be fine. We didn't say any swear words or anything like that.
Mm-mm, but it's quite bad.
I mean, I certainly didn't call you eeping. It's a big bag of eep. Right. Are you alright there,
Rafferty? My boys.
Okay.
You'll never find.
Is there any chance you could snap back to reality? Because I think our listeners might think that you've gone a little bit crackers, Rafferty.
What? No.
Is there anything else you think we should talk to the listeners about? So we talked about the
sacrificing of children.
We talked about. Oh, God, I've forgotten the name of the family again. Mitchells. The Mitchells versus the Machines. We'll talk briefly about Hades. Is there any other games or TV shows or anything like that you think we should be talking about?
No.
Have we seen any films recently? Any new films?
No.
No, I don't suppose we have. And you haven't watched Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but Loki is coming up. It's been delayed.
Has it?
Yeah.
No!
It was supposed to come out this month, but they've pushed it back to June for some reason. I don't know why. I think that the Black Widow film and Loki were supposed to come out this month. Sit up, kiddo. But they've pushed them back to June. I don't know what the explanation was, so we're going to have to wait a bit longer for Loki, which is a shame, isn't it?
I'm angry now. Yeah.
Do, do, do. But, you know, the Spider-Man film's still planned for the end of the year. We talked about that briefly yesterday and how that could be quite interesting. Because it's going to have one of the characters from one of the older Spider-Man films playing the same character. One of the actors playing the same
character. We're going to have Dr. Octopus that.
Yeah, and it's going to be Alfred Molina who played Dr. Octopus in the Sam Raimi Spider-Man
film. I'm very excited. I don't know what Dr. Octopus would look like with, like, modern technology.
Well, he looked really good in the film.
Yeah, and I bet he's going to look even better.
Like, his arms look quite scary.
Are they?
Well, because they were... They sort of had, like, a level of self-awareness.
Oh.
Which is quite interesting. So they obviously responded to his thoughts, but they also kind of... They almost had a bit of a personality. But they had like, real kind of... I suppose you didn't... Like, in the cartoons and stuff, you don't really get it, but in the film... They were like these big kind of metal snappy arms, and they just looked like they would really hurt. They had kind of real heft, and they looked dangerous. They were quite scary.
That's why he's a supervillain.
No, but I'm saying you don't always get that when he's portrayed, when it's like an animated thing. But in this, they were really like, oh God, stay away from the arms. They look terrifying.
Yeah.
It was quite good.
Like in the Lego things that they do, when Dr. Octopus, they just go, they're just like long... poses with claws on the end. They just look like that, and you're just like...
No, these looked great. And, of course, Alfred Molina's a good actor, so it's good to see him back. But that's the thing. It's weird that he said he's playing the same character he played in Spider-Man 2. But that's a completely different cinematic universe. It's very strange. And, of course, there is the rumour that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, who were in other Spider-Man films, are going to have been filming stuff. So who knows what's going to happen. It's all very strange and confusing. So, yeah. But something to look forward to. So that's at the end of the year. We've got Shang-Chi. Have we watched the trailer for Shang-Chi yet?
No.
Oh, he's like a super awesome...
Oh, yeah, he's the person who Doctor Strange works with.
Does he?
Yeah, I think he works with... He doesn't work with him, but he's like...
He's really good at Kung Fu.
He's friends with him.
And there's like 10 rings of power. Which were originally, the 10 rings were originally a thing from the Mandarin, which is an Iron Man bad guy. But the Mandarin character is problematic, to say the least, because his portrayal is a very negative stereotype of someone from Asia when it was first published. And they've not really necessarily updated the character that much since. So I think they're changing that character for the film, the bad guy, the Mandarin. But they're keeping his 10 rings, because he has 10 rings of power that... I think in the comics they came from an alien or something like that. And each ring has the soul of someone in and has different powers. Although it looks like in the film they're actually going to be like big bracelets that go on the arms and stuff like that. So that's kind of cool. So it looks really good.
Just super punches with them.
Yeah, like you can make yourself slow-mo and all kinds of stuff.
Why do you want to do that?
Or make everything else slow motion.
Oh, yeah.
Not make yourself slow motion.
I was like, what the hell would you want to do that?
But yeah, so...
I've always wanted to do that. I'd just be like, boop.
So that
I could do that in school and just be like, boop, bye.
Where would you go?
Here.
Oh, I think we might notice if you were at home.
But, like, I would keep it slow for ages. And then when schools are supposed to be over, I would just go back to school... And go boop, and then the teacher would be like, oh, it's home time. Oh, okay. Ready for home.
Wait, what? So hang on. You're going to slow down time. But you realise that if you spend, so say you slow down time loads and then spend an hour playing video games in your time.
Yes.
Then when you snap back to normal time, you'll still have the rest of the day to go. Oh, yeah. So if you come home, have a snack and play video games, and then go back to school, it will still be like, you know, 9:05, and you still have the whole...
Yeah, I can just have a really... I can just do it, like, when I get really bored, I can just go, boop. All right, I'm going to go play video games and have a snack again. Bye. Walk away. Boop, all the way to home. Hum, nom, nom. Yay. Walk. Boop, wee. And boop.
Well, I mean, I like that you're getting so much exercise walking to and from school every day.
Yeah. And then, like, what's we doing? Science. I could just be like, ah, oh, I hate this lesson. Boop. Bye.
Why do you dislike science? I love science. It's whenever so interesting.
Whenever we do science, we just write a whole paragraph. It's not very fun.
But don't you do, like, experiments or anything?
No, we don't do experiments. We just write paragraphs.
So you don't, like, get, you know, jumper cables and attach them to a car battery and then see what happens to a person when you put them on a person?
Or like a
chair, and then what happens when a person sits on a chair? I mean, I'm guessing nothing, because it's coated in plastic. But if someone touched the metal, then, ooh, shocking.
No, we did do electricity for a little bit, and that was actually fun, because we get to do the wires and stuff.
Oh, cool.
But now when we're doing it, we're just learning about life, and we're writing a whole paragraph every letter. And in fact, not just one paragraph, two paragraphs, three paragraphs, 5 million paragraphs.
Did you get to use one of those, what's it called, a Van de Graaff generator, that generates all the static electricity? It's like a big metal ball.
No.
And then there's like a rubber belt that runs around from the top to the bottom. And basically when you put your hands on it, all of your hair goes foomf and stands upright on end. They're so fun.
No, science isn't that fun. That's cool.
Well, hopefully you'll get to
do it. We don't have any equipment that's actually working, really.
Hmm. Really. Wait, so do you have equipment but it's faulty, or do you just not have equipment?
We have equipment but it's faulty.
Oh. Like what?
We have like lights and batteries, but they're all dead and stuff. Really annoying.
That is disappointing.
We never get to do any fun stuff like you talk about.
Well, man, our listeners are going to start crying with this sad tale. I feel like I should get some violin music or something. It's such a sad story. Well, if we've got nothing else to say to our dear listeners, then
hello there.
I mean, we're half an hour in. It's probably a little bit late for hello, if I'm honest. So maybe we should wish everybody, I mean, I hope you've all had lovely bank holiday weekends.
Yeah.
We've had quite a good bank holiday weekend. We went out and about the last couple of days, enjoying ourselves, exploring, fighting with sticks, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
We hope you all had lovely bank holiday weekends. It was nice to be back.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed the podcast. We are sorry it was such a long gap. We'll try not to have such a big gap to the next one.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye from me.
Come to Kingsley if you want to join the table cult and get chocolate and bread. Yay.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.